Do you see what I'm talking about, assholes? Give and good shit happens. If you can take the time and for once have the patience to actually provide value up front and let the cards fall where they will afterwards, I promise you the lifetime value or the long-term value of this event will be dramatically greater. See, was one person clapping for that? I heard it over here. It was that dude, right? Actually, come up right now. Let's fucking provide value right the fuck now. Get up here, dude. I give my opening rant. You decide to clap, which brought me value because it was positive reinforcement that I'm looking for as a public speaker, right? I then counter you doing a good thing for me to bring you up here, and now I'm gonna give you 30 seconds to say hello and tell the world what you're about.
My name's Kylie Dorton. I'm a beatboxer from Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you see what I'm talking about, assholes? Give and good shit happens. Fucking beatboxer. Thought you were gonna say you're a fucking UI designer or something.
And I'm a UI designer.
Are you a UI designer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You know you're beatboxing, right?
Okay.
And Kylie's parents had a real good marriage.
Yes, thank you.
Now we're all gonna collectively take out our smartphones, which we already have. Do you have a Twitter handle?
Kylie O, that's Kylie Zero.
So K-I-L-E-Y, the number zero. So now I'm gonna pause for 41 seconds while everybody takes out their smart devices. You could say he has mad, you know, beatbox skills. You could say his beard is fucking epic. You could say he's kind of cute. You could say whatever the fuck you want, but let's give this man some love and let's clap it up for him. The leverage of providing value first always puts you in the right position for what you're personally trying to achieve. This is the event where every single person comes with an objective to close. And the way to actually break out is to reverse it.
What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And yeah, I know y'all are used to me saying the for entering into the nigger room, but I had done some rebranding and I've talked to a lot of people about it, and I'll explain in a different podcast why I changed the name. But yeah, man, and I just feel like High Power Podcast is more about what I'm about and what my brand is about rather than me just saying the nigger room podcast. So, but yeah, I like the High Power Podcast way better. And yeah, I'll explain that to y'all at a different day. But that's not what we're here for. It is currently 2:50 p.m. and it is Sunday the 20th. So you know what that means. It is time for some Sunday motivation. Let's get it. And today, as you heard from my man Gary Vee, I had actually asked him personally if I could use that clip. And he said I could use it 10,000%. But today I want to talk about how karma is real. I want to talk about karma. Karma is so fucking real. I don't care what literally anyone has to say about that. Like, what you give out into the universe, you get back in. Like, when you give out good energy to the universe, it rewards you with good energy coming back to you. When you give out negative energy to the universe, ultimately, what would it do? It rewards you with negative energy coming back to you. Simple as that. How about that? But, like, I'm an entrepreneur, and I network market a lot. And I constantly give out positive energy into the universe on a daily basis, whether it be advice or trading-related stuff, or if it's just me, like, telling somebody, hey, don't worry, it's gonna be all right, keep hustling, this is what the journey consists of. The journey isn't just full of roses and daisies and all that stuff. The journey consists of a lot of inconsistency, right? In turn, people are just drawn to me naturally because of the good vibes and the energy that I'm sending out to the world. And they want to do business with me. As an entrepreneur, if you're putting out good karma back, like if you're putting good karma out into the universe, then it's only right that people would be drawn to you by that. People only do business with you if they like who you are as a person. Like, and most people, some people like me, I don't care what your political views are. Well, it depends. But for me, mostly, I don't care what type of political views that you have or what type of things you stand for. Cause I understand that everybody's opinionated, but not everybody is willing to express the opinions that they have. But I'm the type of person that I'll literally be like, okay, well, that's your opinion. That's cool. This is my opinion. And we can agree to disagree and we keep it pushing, because at the end of the day, in the world of business, what's the number one thing you're trying to do? Make money. But I always am, like, when I'm putting out this good karma out there, I'm not putting up a front. I'm not fake, because people could tell by that shit. People could tell if you're being fake or if you're being genuine. I always keep it 100% real. I always keep it 100% genuine energy. Like, energy doesn't lie. It's just like your hunch, for instance. Like, usually you'll have a bad instinct or a bad hunch about a certain situation, and usually it's correct, right? Usually that hunch that you have is correct. So it's the same thing as your energy, man. Like, energy does not lie. But hey, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm not gonna just sit here and act like all I've done my entire life is give out good energy. I've put out negative energy in the world as well. And guess what? I've paid for that negative energy that I put out into the world in ways that I would have never even imagined. Like, for instance, like, I don't know how many of y'all knew this, but around, like, last year, like, the whole of 2018, like, I mean, not the whole of 2018, but the first half of 2018, I was homeless. I was living in my car. I had a warrant for my arrest, and I got arrested. I was in jail for a couple of days. I got out, and they took my car away, and I was homeless. Like, I was literally living on the streets of LA for a couple of months, and I did a lot of soul searching when that happened to me, especially. But that is, like, what I could say was the karma that all the bad karma that I've done, not all of it, but a lot of it that I've done in the past, that's me paying back for it. And I paid for it responsibly, because I have a good resume. I've gone to school. I've had plenty of jobs. I've never been fired in my life. I've had plenty of jobs, but yet I was applying to like 20, 30 jobs a day, and I still didn't get a job. It's not to say that, like, that I had a weak resume or I wasn't trying to get a job or anything like that. It's just that karma came back to me, and that's the price that I had to pay. It's simple as that, honestly. Like, karma is such a real thing, but that some people don't think that it's real, but it is real, because it's just a cycle. Put out good energy, you get back good energy. You put out bad energy, you get back bad energy. You put out good energy, you get back good energy. That's literally the cycle that we go through. Like, no matter how, and it's crazy, because people think that, oh, karma is something that's gonna happen the very next day, or that karma is something that's gonna happen the very next week. It could take you a week, it could take days, it could take years, it could take decades, but eventually that karma is gonna come back and bite you in your ass, whether it's good or bad. So what ultimately I have to say is, during your journey, it's important to be kind to everybody. It's important to give out good energy to everyone that you meet. Like, even if they don't give you that good energy back, it's important to be kind to everybody. Remember, no energy is better than bad energy any day of the week. This goes hand in hand with treat others the way how you want to be treated, right? Like, if somebody's giving you negative energy, why would you want to go and give them back negative energy? Because that means that you're putting out that negative energy into the world. And once you're putting it out into the world, what happens? Comes right back and gets you. It's like, oh, nah, bring that ass here, boy. Comes right back and gets you. So, for me, there isn't anybody in this world that if they send me bad energy, that I'll give them any type of energy. If you give me bad energy, I'm just going to brush it off and be like, it is what it is. Chuck up the deuces. I'm out of there. And I just take myself out of the situation. Simple as that. Because I'm not allowing that person to let me give out bad energy. I only want to give out good energy. I'm all about good vibes and good energy. Like I said, no energy is better than negative energy. If you don't give out any energy whatsoever, you're not sending out bad energy, so you're still gonna win. You feel me? And it's funny because they taught us what did they teach us back in preschool and kindergarten and elementary school? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's funny. When I look back at it, all that corny stuff that they used to tell us when we were younger, it's real and it's so true. But yet when we turn to adults, we throw all that shit out the window. It's a crazy world, huh? But anyways, y'all, that's just a little something that I wanted to bring out to the podcast to bring back the resurgence of the podcast. Next podcast will be on Wednesday. Don't worry, I got y'all. I'm going to be posting a podcast more often because I have been slacking, I know. But we're getting back on the grind. Getting back on all types of grind because I had a lot of shit that I had to handle. But we back in this bitch. So anyways, thank y'all for entering into the High Power Podcast. This is your boy ABK. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.